This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.
Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Today with Layla Mudin, who I work with on a daily basis. She's a registered dietitian, and she has a master's degree in the field of nutrition. We're sort of a 1-2 punch. I do the medical, and yeah, I talk about food, but when it comes to food, I defer to the expert, and Layla then is the implementation arm of our programs with patients. So we have a question and some laudatory comments from...
From Lisa. Yes, Lisa says, first off, I love you both, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I've been listening to you for over 15 years. Your radio show is fantastic, Dr. Hoffman, my favorite thing to listen to while working. So I've been reading a lot about collagen powder, the hydrolyzed kind, and how it can be very helpful for skin, hair, nails, and bones. Of course, as is often the case, as it relates to health and nutrition, there's some conflicting information, specifically saying that it's a waste of time because once the collagen powder is in your gut, it acts like any other protein and
becomes,
or amino acid.
In fact, it becomes food.
Yeah, it becomes food.
That's one argument, is that collagen is basically, it's an incomplete source of amino acids. So it mostly consists of proline and hydroxyproline and glycine, I think.
Okay.
So, if I'm not mistaken. And so those are among the 8 or 9 essential amino acids. And so, for example, they had a diet program once that was made out of basically ground up hooves, animal hooves, and you'd lose weight, but people became terribly sick doing that just exclusively.
Protein
over time.
Only.
Yeah, that was in the 60s, I think.
You need the other macronutrients.
Right. So anyway, so the point there was that it was just a source of long chains of amino acids that would be digested away, and nothing would get to your joints to help your joints. You just get these amino acids, and then your body could decide to take those amino acids and form collagen. But they didn't deliver collagen to your joints.
Yeah.
So now I'm reading an article. And, you know, let's take these articles with a grain of salt, because some of them, frankly, may be floating out ideas that support sponsorship. You know, there may be a conflict of interest, you know, between somebody who's trying to promote collagen and the publication of an article. But what this article says is that pharmaceutical-grade collagen hydrolysate is obtained by hydrolysis of pharmaceutical gelatin. And clinical studies suggest the ingestion of 10 grams of that per day, that would be 10 pills or 2 teaspoons, reduces pain in patients with osteoarthritis of the knee or hip. And blood concentration of hydroxyproline is increased. That's at least one amino acid. This is a review. They said in multicenter randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trials performed in clinics in the U.S., United Kingdom, and Germany, results showed no significant differences in the total study group for differences of mean pain score for pain.
Wow.
There was, however, a significant treatment advantage of PCH, that's pharmaceutical-grade collagen hydrolysate, over placebo in German sites. There also, and here's evidence that it gets absorbed, there was preferential accumulation of 14 carbon-labeled gelatin hydrolysate in cartilage. They tag it with a radio label, like a radioactive label, radioactive carbon. So it does seem to get to the joints. This preferential uptake by cartilage suggests that PCH may have a salutary effect on cartilage metabolism. So, the conclusion is that collagen hydrolysate is of interest as a therapeutic agent of potential utility in the treatment of osteoarthritis and osteoporosis. Its high level of safety makes it attractive as an agent for long-term use in these chronic disorders.
There's another review, if I can get it. This is from 2006. Let me see if I can get it.
Okay.
It's called, it's in Current Medical Research Opinions, which is not a big journal. Collagen hydrolysate for the treatment of osteoarthritis and other joint disorders, a review of the literature. Mm-hmm. They conclude that it is can be absorbed intestinally, mm-hmm. that it accumulates in cartilage to some degree. This finding suggests mechanisms that might help patients affected by joint disorders, such as osteoarthritis. So they conclude that a growing body of evidence provides a rationale for the use of collagen hydrolysate for patients with OA.
Mm-hmm.
It is hoped that ongoing and future research will clarify, blah, 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 its safety and efficacy. So one thing that has been kind of well demonstrated is a more expensive version of collagen,
mm-hmm.
which is undenatured collagen type 2.
Yes.
Seems to specifically work on rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis because it's broken down in such a way that it kind of runs interference on the autoimmune reaction that attacks cartilage.
Mm-hmm.
So this is called, it's kind of decoy. It's a decoy molecule.
Yeah.
It decoys the immune system, it seems, away from attack on cartilage in some way.
Mm-hmm.
As a regulatory effect. Maybe through some kind of a bit of a homeopathic or homeostatic mechanism.
Uh-huh.
And that's UC2.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that. I don't use a lot of, I use mostly glucosamine and chondroitin where there's studies. And again, the studies are controversial on that too, back and forth. You know, I think that's about it. It remains somewhat controversial as to whether it works.
Well, here's the other thing. I don't think that anybody would be hurt by getting more collagen and gelatin, even in the form of soups.
Thank you.
And broths.
I was glad to bring up
that
point.
The way our grandparents
yes.
ate, and they had
yep.
beautiful skin.
Yep.
And it wasn't because they shielded themselves from the sun.
Right.
They didn't know any better mm-hmm. at the time. So I think there's a place.
So what happens when you take a chicken and, you know, slow cook it, and then
yeah.
you get the liquid,
mm-hmm.
and then you have extra liquid you put in the refrigerator. What happens?
Mm-hmm.
You take it out, and it shakes like Jell-O.
Yes.
Because it's...
Watch it quiver.
See?
Because that's the gelatin.
It's gelatin.
Right, right.
It's gelatin. So
yeah.
you actually are consuming
mm-hmm.
a valuable product. And
yes.
it has... A soothing effects on the intestine in patients with
it's
intestinal
disease.
It's good
for disease. Leaky gut
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah.
So, no, it's good for so many things,
yeah,
the
right.
gelatin, as well as the cartilage.
Right.
And so this is, it's still good food. It's still good food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the collagen hydrolysate, yeah, it's already broken down, but your intestines are already breaking down it into individual amino acids, so.
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
No, because this
okay.
is, I think, something that we used to believe is that you would completely digest proteins. Proteins can be viewed as a long necklace of
yes.
amino acids, and that you would cleave each site and you'd get these individual amino acids. That's
right.
why actually sometimes athletes take individual amino acids. They think it's the preferential way to absorb
mm-hmm.
Protein building blocks. And then the amino acids will reassemble in your muscles and you'll be awesome.
Mm.
But it actually turns out that you may absorb more than just amino acids. They may be dipeptides and tripeptides
right.
and even, you know, longer
yeah.
polypeptides can mm-hmm. be absorbed.
Right, right. Oh, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it may maintain some of its chemical
mm-hmm.
properties as a
mm-hmm.
collagen building block.
And amino acids...
It does get incorporated
yeah,
according
yeah.
to some studies.
Right. Protein is important in the diet. Amino acids are protein important as the building blocks of protein. And one of the things you said in the beginning, Dr. Hoffman, about it was used in the 60s and people lost weight because this was all they ate. This comeback of using now collagen for weight loss, do you think it has any basis in what was done there? Or just taking some kind of protein
I'm
powder?
I'm not sure how that
and
would
not
work.
Not much else?
That
yeah.
there's some sort of molecular signaling
yeah.
or
because
something.
Because I'm not buying the weight loss end
yeah,
of
right.
collagen.
Right.
On its own, anyway.
No.
So, all right. Well, Lisa, drink your bone broth, eat some good protein, make some chicken soup.
Or take a collagen product.
I mean, take a collagen product,
you know,
sure.
The other benefit, I think, of collagen
mm-hmm.
is for skin and
yes.
hair. And,
yes.
you know, I don't really, you know, I have to say,
I'm not that into cosmetic medicine, mm-hmm. you know, where you come to see me and it's like a beautification thing.
You don't do Botox.
I don't do Botox. I don't do all this. And there are certain, you know, health spas where it's all about, you know, making you look good.
Yeah.
And I want my patients to look good, but maybe that's a flaw on my part, is that I'm not that aesthetically mm-hmm. attuned to the patient's requirements in that. I'm mostly like, if you're sick or you want to live longer and optimize, you know, we will yeah. get you there. And you'll look better, of course, you know. Mm-hmm. But actually, I think when people take glucosamine, chondroitin, or collagen mm-hmm. products, they have better skin, and they have a reduction in that.
I agree.
That's what makes people look old, is you lose your collagen.
Yes.
And your skin sags.
That matrix that yeah. keeps, exactly, and that's yeah. where wrinkles are forming. Besides AGEs and advanced glycation end products.
Free radicals and,
all of that,
and
free
stuff
Free radicals.
Yeah. We know that smokers get smokers' right. wrinkles, you know, from accelerated.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. This is a point at which we usually yield a moment or so to one of our sponsors to share some vital information with you. So here goes.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Okay, thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make the world go round for enterprises like Intelligent Medicine, and allow us to continue to provide this as a free service to you. So, let's continue with questions.
Okay, we have an email from Gigi. Hi. My fiance suffers from generalized panic disorder, or generalized anxiety disorder.
GAD. Generalized anxiety
disorder. Yeah. He's on antidepressants for a long time now without really much benefit. Are there any diet recommendations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay, so a classic patient that I saw once that I turned in an article, although anxiety is a big complaint around here.
It is, yeah.
Whether it's New York or whether it's just a general, yeah. you know, it's the state of America in 2017, I don't know what it
right,
is.
Right.
But, so, you know, what are the nutritional concomitants of anxiety? Well, if your blood sugar is going up and down and up and down, you know, blood sugar roller coaster is going to make you more anxious.
Yes.
And you may use sugar to sedate yourself and relax, but mm-hmm. ultimately your blood sugar will tank and you'll be
right.
hangry.
Yes.
Or anxious.
Hangry or anxious or yeah. lightheaded or just
yeah.
not
yeah.
unwell.
You could break into a sweat, you mm-hmm. know, you could get tremulous, you know, from blood sugar.
Yeah.
So stabilizing your blood sugar is key.
Yes.
Okay? Other things that are helpful. Well, don't eat a pro-inflammatory diet because
yeah.
anxiety is sort of akin to depression. And we now think of depression as possibly an inflammatory disorder of the brain.
Right. Psychoneuroimmunology. Another thing is your fiance may be reacting to preservatives, additives,
yep.
things such as MSG.
Yep.
That could be a problem.
Yep. Yep.
To even some of the color lakes.
Yeah.
A lot of children have a reaction to that. Certainly, as you mentioned, too much sugar in the diet or too many
yep.
carbohydrates. But any preservatives, processed foods, anything like that, that would be the first place I start, is to eliminate the garbage, mm-hmm. the
yep.
junk. Because garbage in, garbage out, or garbage in and we don't feel well out, and the stabilization of blood sugar. I would be curious to know what the type of antidepressant, and, you know, the thing about antidepressants where they do have a place, and I believe in medical management, especially for those who have intractable.
We just saw a patient today.
Yep.
He was very much helped. He'd had
yes.
panic and anxiety attacks.
And no more.
And he's really kept a lid on it. So I'm not inalterably opposed to medication.
Yes, yes. But I believe after a time it doesn't work as well, or
yeah.
for many people.
Other side
they
effects,
get
undesirable
insomnia,
side effects, you know,
or,
sexual side effects,
yes.
or weight gain,
mm-hmm.
Lethargy,
mm-hmm.
you know, all kinds of things. And
right.
certainly these anti-anxiety medications are for the birds, you know, like Xanax and
Ativan,
and they tend to be addictive.
Klonopin,
and,
I think, is the worst.
Then you go through withdrawal when you try to stop.
Yeah.
And they have a place, you know, occasionally low dose. I don't prescribe them generally.
Mm-hmm.
Those can actually, especially in elderly people, make them ungainly and make them fall,
yeah.
hurt themselves, break a bone. And they can also make you more demented. You know,
mm-hmm.
they take away your brain power. So coming back to natural things, magnesium, of course. Magnesium
yes.
has a stabilizing effect on the brain. Omega-3 fatty acids,
mm-hmm.
lots of fish oil, very mm-hmm. beneficial for anxiety and depression.
So many times you and I have seen somebody come in complaining of generalized anxiety disorder, GAD,
mm-hmm.
and you test their magnesium levels and you find that they're quite depleted.
Right.
In magnesium, and just fixing that problem.
That's a chicken and egg thing, because the stress and anxiety
yes.
depletes your magnesium. You leak magnesium.
Yeah.
And here's the most cogent example of that, is that farmers know that they lose a lot of money transporting pigs. When pigs go to the abattoir for their final,
mm-hmm.
end game,
yeah.
Where they're slaughtered, a high percentage of them die in transit. It's almost as the trauma mm-hmm. of the transit, it's almost as if they have a premonition that they're going to meet their maker. I guess that wouldn't be in the, pigs wouldn't meet their maker in the Jewish and Muslim religion. No, they wouldn't.
But they might meet their maker if it's Oscar Mayer.
That's okay. But I'm just saying, I was just kind of a curious turn of the phrase.
Right.
Let's stop using humans. They killed the pigs.
They killed the pigs.
And okay, so but on the way to the slaughterhouse, yeah. a high percentage died. So you know what they discovered? That if they give them magnesium infused water on the way, you know,
wow.
like before and during.
Yeah.
They really cut down the death rate in the pigs.
Wow.
Because they almost go
reduces
into cardiogenic shock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like so, it overburdens our circulatory system.
Wow.
The stress of that.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Fascinating.
That's just a little anecdote of the power of magnesium to overcome stress.
Mm-hmm.
So other things, you know, theanine can be helpful for stress.
Yes,
it's a good
theanine,
stress.
Definitely magnesium, fish oil, theanine. Sometimes.
I just love theanine.
Yeah, B vitamins.
Absolutely B vitamins. So let's say, for example, let's say he's on one of the common medications like Zoloft, Paxil, Prozac,
mm-hmm.
the SSRIs. Those medications get a kind of a hamburger helper boost from B vitamins that are methylating agents.
Mm.
Especially when you have a certain genetic variation that we look for.
Right.
So the and this is actually, you go to psychiatry conventions where they have big booths for all the drugs, and then they have a little booth
mm-hmm.
where they're selling a prescription version of B12, B6, and folate
mm-hmm.
To urge the psychiatrist, hey, as an afterthought, when you give patients these psychiatric meds, make sure you give them the B vitamins to make those meds work better.
Oh.
And it's actually been borne out. And
yeah.
this is actually...
Like Deplin.
Yeah, Deplin.
Yeah.
It's a psychiatric med.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And interesting.
I've seen it really work well in some patients who get an incomplete response to the psych meds.
Uh-huh.
One patient in particular, she's a patient in her 90s and was becoming very anxious, you know, very fearful, tremulous. So she was prescribed... a popular antidepressant.
Yeah.
And it worked a little bit,
yeah.
but didn't quite work. And then we gave her and said to her caregiver, make sure she gets every day her Deplin. And she really responded well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this also because the elderly may not have adequate B12 and they may
yes.
not absorb B vitamins very well.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fascinating. So, Gigi, your fiancé, first of all, needs a consult.
Yeah.
To see what in the diet is awry or any deficiencies, first and foremost. Magnesium, could test for B vitamins, mm-hmm. folate, B12, B6 even. And because GAD goes hand in hand with depression,
mm-hmm.
a reason for depression is also low B vitamin status.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to look at all of that.
And I'll mention, you know, just
things that we don't do, but that are being explored. One is TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation, which is sort of rearranging your brain with with outside magnetic treatment. It's actually becoming a vogue thing in psychiatry that sometimes TMS is good for very refractory depression, possibly anxiety.
Wow. Are they migrating from ECT to something like
Well, you know, it is some ways, it's akin to electroconvulsive shock, but it's much more subtle because it's outside the head and it's a high, very high magnetic field that's applied to the head. And it's, don't just go get a kitchen magnet and put it on your forehead. It's not, that's an imprecise way of applying it. They've actually worked out algorithms for determining where best to place the unit. It's kind of like a helmet. And it can work. Mm-hmm. It can work. That could be good. For, I don't know about anxiety, for atypical depression, there's some good research on ketamine.
Special K.
Special K as a street drug.
Right.
Well, you're a little too knowledgeable about that. I don't know.
This was part of my training in counseling.
I see. Okay, because you would see a lot of patients in the hospital who were like, you know, freaked out on street drugs. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gunshot wounds and whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
That's urban training for a nutritionist. Yeah. So me too. You know, I was trained in the Bronx and, you know, I know about that stuff.
That's where, right.
So, ketamine is a powerful anesthetic drug. And what it does is it, given properly, not just haphazardly, and it's given intravenously, it does a reboot on the brain. It's sort of like, hey, you know, your computer, you have problems with your computer, it's not working, it's all scrambled up. Reboot.
Yeah.
You turn it off, hit restart.
Wow.
And that's sort of what happens sometimes using these types of therapies. You do a reboot on the brain, and it may change the way that
you don't get your ketamine on the street.
No.
You would absolutely do this under...
But we did a podcast on that recently. Yeah. It was quite fascinating. And I think it was something like the ketamine... I think Ketamine Treatment Center or Ketamine Treatment Institute in Los Angeles seems to have worked out the right ways to do it. Another and while we're talking about modalities, not smoking marijuana, but using CBD, certain very...
CBD oil?
Yeah, very refined extracts of marijuana, because, you know, pot can go either way. It can relax you, but it can also make you, you know, anxious and paranoid. You know, very strong pot can sometimes make you, you know, fearful, send you on a bad trip.
Right.
But there's a lot of, there's some research on CBD and anxiety that it has a mild anxiety dissipating effect. And without impairing your performance or making you stoned.
Fascinating.
So I think it has some application here.
Terrific.
So it's a pretty comprehensive discussion of anxiety, I think.
Yeah. Gigi, we hope you're getting a lot out of this.
Yeah. It's a pretty good consult.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's all the time that we have. And let's keep those questions coming.
Yes.
Send them to radioprogram at AOL.com. That's the destination for questions related to health and nutrition. We love your questions, and we will use them as fodder on a future edition of Intelligent Medicine. So meanwhile, have yourselves a great summer.
Yeah.
And gear up for...
Before it runs out.
The fall.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, what I notice is summer's over, but fall is nice.
Fall
is beautiful.
Especially
with Indian summer.
Yeah.
There is no dearth of warm weather, especially here in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty and it's a little crisper. And... So I'm not, you know, when Labor Day rolls around, I'm not too sad.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today with Layla Mutin, and this is our weekly Q&A with Layla, part of our Intelligent Medicine series. Thanks for joining us.